This session, if you weren't already in this room, is we're on track B in this room, structuring for efficiency, compliantly, didn't know that was a word, sharing services, self-dealing, and co-investing in the family office LLC context. I'd like to quickly introduce our panel so they can get started in the short 40 minutes that we have. First is Christy Brooke. She's the general counsel at Emerson Collective. And in her role, she advises on legal matters within Emerson Collective, manages the legal team, and oversees the workplace experience. Welcome, Christy. Also, Allison Hyman. Allison advises tax-exempt organizations on a broad range of issues, including impact investing, governance, corporate structuring, private foundations, excise tax compliance, corporate sponsorships, lobbying, and political campaign activity. And then we met Lisa Montez this morning as well. She's the Senior Counsel of Philanthropy and Impact Investments at Builders Vision. Welcome to the panel, please.
Thank you so much for coming. My name is Allison Hyman. I'll be moderating this panel, and you heard the introduction of our esteemed panelists, Christy and Lisa, just there. On this panel, we will be discussing some of the legal and non-legal considerations that affect a multi-entity impact organization or philanthropic ecosystem. Specifically, we're thinking about issues that arise when some of the entities in that ecosystem are Section 501c3 foundations subject to the private foundation's rules, while others are disqualified persons to those foundations or are otherwise affiliated. As a preview of the conversation, we plan to start with a high-level discussion around driving principles and the structure of Builders Vision and Emerson Collective. Then we'll do a quick refresher on the law and then get into a more specific discussion. So in considering how to present this topic, the panelists were thinking about how to discuss a multi-entity impact structure as broader than the best way to utilize a non-exempt LLC or a family office. It's more than how to get benefits from that particular type of entity. It is, in fact, a balance of various driving principles, values, and solutions that you're constantly choosing between and solving for. Several of those are listed on this slide. So turning to the panelists for their specific take on these considerations, Christy, can you speak to these principles and the role that they play in decision-making within the Emerson Collective structure?
Yeah, for sure. And I know that all of you might think that you're here to hear about the Emerson Collective structure and the Builders Vision structure. But in fact, what's most important is what matters to you all. And so Lisa and I get calls all the time about how are you structured? Why did you do this way? And I like to kind of pull people back a bit and say, well, what matters to you? What matters to the principal that you're working with? What are the issues you're trying to solve for? Because why we do things a certain way might not be really applicable to you. And so I think it's really important to think about, for instance, tax efficiency, the level of flexibility you want, how your organization is going to be able to manage the time and administrative burdens of some of these types of entities, including the legal compliance. Culture, brand, and reputation comes into play, and then how much you care about confidentiality. That can be really important. And then if you choose one structure because you're maximizing tax efficiency, you're pretty stuck.
Thank you. Lisa, if you have any additional comments on that, we'd love to hear them. Otherwise, it might be helpful to start talking about the structure of Builders Vision and how these principles sort of play into that structure.
Yeah, no, I think Christy covered the principles that we think about and what we share with people who come to us. So Builders Vision, as you may have heard this morning, is an impact platform that was founded by Lucas Walton. Builders Vision LLC is the family office that has the three different arms. We have a venture fund arm, we have a wealth management arm, which is very typical for a family office, and then we have our philanthropic arm where we do grant making and impact investments. The next slide gives a little more detail on how we use the different tools in the philanthropic arm. So we have available for our philanthropy and our impact investing, a foundation, donor advised funds, and a for-profit LLC. There are lots of benefits to the structure, and the way we structured it was very intentional to allow for the greatest flexibility. We're privileged that our founder, you know, cares about some tax efficiency, but that he cares more about impact. So we can have as our release valve in self-dealing or potential self-dealing situations the use of a for-profit LLC.